This news update's being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Going with a township-wide trash collection and a proposed sawmill were two issues that were discussed during the Grant Township Board of Trustees meeting. During public comment, there were two residents who spoke in support of the township going with garbage collection, but one of those who commented also said they thought the survey on the issue could have been done better. There were 26 residents that responded to a survey regarding the proposed garbage collection service who wanted it, and 51 who were opposed to the possibility of a 3-year contract for that service. Some board members supported approving the collection, some didn't. Following a discussion on the issue, the board decided to bow to the will of the people and do not approve the collection service. However, the board noted the issue could be revisited in the future. In other matters, during public comment on the issue of a sawmill, there were some concerns voiced about noise, aesthetics, and property values of such a business. The board listened to those concerns, but took no action. Tuscola County Sheriff's Office announced that Deputies Kreiner and Campbell have graduated from Genesee County Corrections Academy, marking completion of their formal corrections training. Both deputies successfully completed Genesee County Corrections Academy program, which prepares officers for work in correctional setting through classroom and practical training. Deputy Kreiner received the Defensive Tactics Award, recognizing outstanding performance in physical control skills, officer safety techniques, and response to resistant scenarios. Deputy Campbell received the Professional Excellence Award, highlighting a high standard of conduct, leadership, and overall performance throughout the academy. The Sheriff's Office invited the community to congratulate both deputies for their hard work and achievements, underscoring local support for new corrections staff and their role in public safety. Three Elmwood Township officials faced proposed recalls following contentious board meetings. Township resident Deborah Mindrick filed petitions against Clerk Pamela Brinkman and trustees Evan Laurie and Rochelle Brown, citing their January 15 votes to terminate Township's legal firm and hire a new one. The Tuscola County Election Commission will hold a hearing December 4th to review the petition language. If approved, supporters must collect signatures before the recall goes to township voters. And we'll return right after this.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. 4 generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000 mile bumper to bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back with one obituary this morning. Joyce Ann Brown, 87, of Ubley, died Sunday, November 23rd, in hospice service of Aspire, Marlette. She was born June 25th, 1938, in Cass City, and went on to marry Keith Norris Brown on May 14th, 1960, in Cass City. She is survived by her children, Lori, Lisa, Ken, and Tim, her grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Funeral service be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, November 26th, in the Kranz Funeral Home, Cass City. Interment will be at Elkland Township Cemetery, and memorials may be made to United Hospice Service of Aspire Marlette. Visitations from 4 to 8 p.m. Tuesday, November 25th at Kranz Funeral Home, Cass City, and again from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesday, November 26th in Kranz Funeral Home in Cass City. These arrangements were made by Kranz Funeral Home of Cass City.
ThumbKnot.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, ThumbKnot.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit ThumbKnot.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the ThumbKnot.net community calendar and never miss a moment. ThumbKnot.net, your guide to the thumb.
And we're back with more news. A federal judge has thrown out criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James, ruling that the special attorney tapped to pursue the indictments was not lawfully appointed, effectively ending the high-profile prosecutions while leaving open questions about how the case was originally assembled. And Ukrainian officials say at least six people were killed and critical infrastructure was damaged when Russia launched a large missile and drone barrage against Kyiv, triggering air defenses and causing power and water disruptions, even as diplomats abroad continued discussions on a controversial U.S.-backed peace framework. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you from Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
When the horn blows and the crowd is cheering, there's nothing sweeter than a win. And nothing fresher than a stop at Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. Whether you're grabbing donuts before the big game, cookies for the team bus, or fresh bread and pies to celebrate after a victory, Murphy's has been fueling our community with homemade goodness for three generations. From game day mornings to championship nights, Murphy's Bakery is your local tradition for sweet treats and winning flavors. Open early, baked fresh daily, and always served with a smile. So the next time you're celebrating a big win, swing by Murphy's Bakery and taste what everyone's talking about. Murphy's Bakery, 110 West Huron and Bad Axe.
Murphy's!
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.